From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and we are playing this week with Ophira Eisenberg, Brian Babylon, and Adam Felber. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill teaches us the art of limericks with a clip from his movie Rhyme House. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, according to an archaeologist at Boston University, a Mayan mural recently discovered in Guatemala could depict history's first ever what?
Selfie!
Yes!
What?
Actually, I was so taken by your confidence that I said yes, even though that's not the correct answer. although I'm going to help you get it.
I will put out that the bell rung.
It did. But I want to see if you can get it anyway.
All right.
Which is that sometimes your selfie, when you decide to take a selfie, sometimes your selfie is ruined by a friend or a stranger doing what?
Oh, a photobomb.
The first photobomb.
All right.
This mural depicts a gathering of Mayan elites, including the royal governor dressed as the wind god, and then hiding in the background, a servant. Archaeologist Bill Saturno says, quote, "It's like a photobomb." He's like, "Do you see me here?" Of course, since it's a sculpture, the guy must have jumped in and stood there unmoving for a month.
Yeah. That's the point.
It is tough to sculpture bomb.
It is.
Yeah, you would think sometime during, like, the week of doing that figure, he'd be like, say.
Adam, Jeb Bush hasn't officially announced he's running for president, but we're already learning about his past in his private life. This week, Vox.com reported that all of Jeb's wedding photos, taken way back when, were ruined by whom?
His brother.
His brother did, in fact, ruin them, but he ruined them by using the same film to take pictures of whom?
George used the film to take pictures of...
No, it was ruined by his brother, but it was his brother Marvin.
Okay.
Well, this person ruined the lives of at least two other people by naming them Moon Unit and Dweezil.
Frank Zappa.
Yes, indeed, Frank Zappa. Now, I know what you're thinking.
I'm not thinking anything.
How do you take pictures over anything?
Yeah. I'm still fascinated that someone's named Marvin Bush.
Yeah, what rando Bush is this?
It turns out there's Marvin Bush.
He is the Zeppo of the Bush clan.
Yeah.
Marvin forgot to put in a new roll of film.
He was very amateur.
He used the same roll of film to shoot a Frank Zappa concert. So the double exposed photos, it looked like Jeb Bush married Frank Zappa. Marvin Bush does sound like the fictional Bush brother they make up on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, here's George, here's Jeb, and Marvin! You thought George was bad. Meet Marvin Bush!
In my mind, that would be his catchphrase.
Done. Ophira.
Yes.
A Canadian member of parliament had to skip out on an important vote. His excuse was what?
His ginch was tight.
His ginch?
That's what we say in Canada.
I think you're right, but you have to explain what a ginch is.
Ginch is underwear.
You're exactly right. Once translated, I understand that you were correct. Of course you know. I imagine this is front page news all over Canada.
Oh, my mom called. It was amazing.
Really? His name is Pat Martin. He's a member of Parliament there. And he ran out of the chamber during an important vote. And when he was asked, where did you go? He said, and I quote him, "They had men's underwear on sale for half price. And I bought a bunch that was clearly too small for me. I find it difficult to sit for any length of time."
Wait a minute. So he should have said, my ginchies was in a pinchy.
It's not...
Right.
My ginch is pinched.
No. That's what they say in Quebec. This guy.
Oh, man.
You should hear the tape of the previous vote.
Nay.
So let's just, he didn't go to the Walmart. He went to the bathroom and came back. Did he just come back?
Well, we don't know. I mean, what are they?
He took them off and just put his pants back on.
I don't know if it's legal not to wear underwear.
Oh, you can't go commando in Canada.
Well, it's too cold. It is too cold. No, he probably asked someone, and they were like, okay, I'll
you
give
you my
underpants.
You can borrow mine, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Borrow mine on.
The question is, why was he changing his underwear into the tight stuff in the middle of the day anyway? I mean, you think in the morning he put on the underwear.
I don't see
that. No. He left the house, and he felt that it was, like, not feeling proper. No. But then he was like, I can do it.
I can do it.
I can do it, yeah.
And then, like, around 11:30, he was like, nah.